Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Mystify, God's Saltiest Women. I'm Pastor Rachel. I use pronouns like she, her, hers.
And I'm Gail, and I use any and all.
And we are so excited to be back together again this week, talking about another fabulous woman of faith, one of our foremothers in our journey together.
Yippee!
So we've got lots to learn today, so let's jump into it. Gail, who are we learning about today?
Anyone who is an Indigenous American is listening. I am so sorry. I'm about to butcher her name. Please forgive me. We're going to be learning about Saint Kateri Tekakwitha.
Kateri Tekakwitha. Okay.
And she was canonized 12 years ago.
Oh, she's a recent saint.
She's very recent.
Okay.
So let's just dive right into it.
Which I shouldn't be surprised because Indigenous people were treated so horribly by the church.
Yeah.
No surprise that it took till 12 years ago.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it was only 12 years ago.
Right. And she might not be the first, but yes, 12 years ago, canonized. Sorry, I'm interrupting. Yeah. Take it away.
I'm sure she was the first Indigenous woman.
She might have been. Yeah.
At least that I know of. No. So, okay. So we don't know like exactly when she was born, but she was born in 1956.
Okay.
And I love this, but her name means in Mohawk, she who bumps into things.
Oh, I resonate with her.
That is just so me.
Yeah.
Like, I get you. Yes. I understand you.
Yeah.
And so her father was the chief of the Mohawk tribe, and her mother was a Catholic Algonquin, which is a tribe in Canada, whereas the Mohawk peoples lived in, like, the New York area.
Sure.
Kateri also had a younger brother, but unfortunately, because, you know, they're Indigenous Americans in the 1600s,
mm-hmm.
A lot of their people were wiped out by smallpox. And so while Kateri also did contract smallpox, she did not pass away. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But she was left with poor eyesight and, scarring on her face,
mm-hmm.
Which she was very insecure about for most of her life. And so when she was pretty young, after most of her family passed away, her uncle and his wife took her in. And when she was about 13, her uncle started to encourage her to settle down, get married, mm-hmm. but she did not want to do that. And, you know, because of the time period, she also got very used to Dutch and French colonists, mm-hmm. moving her around and driving her in and out of places and taking her things and her family's things. And eventually her uncle got so fed up with it that he signed a peace treaty that said, fine, you guys can stick around if you just leave us alone and stop attacking us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Kateri came into contact with missionaries for the first time, since they were hanging out with the colonists, mm-hmm. who were, you know, being total jerkwads to her family.
Correct. Yep.
And so when she was 11, her people had begun rebuilding a territory that was destroyed called Kanawha. And there she met some missionaries, and thanks to these missionaries, I can sit here and tell you her story today because they recorded most mm-hmm. of her life. And their names were Freeman, Broyus, and Perion. I also don't know if I'm pronouncing those correctly. Her uncle was not super thrilled mm-hmm. about these missionaries talking to his niece, because, you know, a lot of Indigenous people were very anti-Christian because mm-hmm. many Christian people were the ones driving them out of their homes.
Right.
And when she was 13, another tribe had attacked Kanawha, and her, along with some other girls, decided to join the missionary in tending to those who were hurt in the crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kanawha was rebuilt, they had a Day of the Dead feast slash ceremony, not like the Mexican holiday, mm-hmm. but a day that celebrated their dead.
Mm-hmm.
And which honored the people who died in the crossfire, along with Katari's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And for some weird reason, one of the missionaries who I mentioned before, who was like recording her life and stuff, threw a huge hissy fit about it.
Weird.
Yeah. And, he was like, I don't like this. Like, this is weird. You guys are too loud. Like, why, like, what is this? Why are you doing this? And so eventually they had to drop the, tradition of the Day of the Dead celebration, which is like, girl, shut up.
Right. Like, right. Let us just live.
Yeah. Let them honor the people that they lost. Right. Why is that such a big deal to you?
Right.
He's weird. But when Tekakwitha was about 17 to 18, her mom, her aunt, were still gung-ho on, like, why don't you settle down and marry a nice, you know, Mohawk man? And after a point, she just got so tired and fed up with it, which, like, me too, girl, I would. I would too.
Uh-huh.
And so at 18, she met with a missionary and asked him if he could help her study the catechism. Mm-hmm. Am I pronouncing that right? And he was like, yes, girl, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so she then went on to join a French Catholic program.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 24, she passed away. I'm not exactly sure from what or how. A lot of the sources that I read didn't tell me exactly how she passed away. She had a very short-lived life.
Mm-hmm.
But she was surrounded by family and friends, mm-hmm. and the people that she loved the most. And I believe that she passed away very peacefully. Like, mm-hmm. she wasn't in a lot of pain, which she didn't deserve any
mm-hmm.
pain at all. Mm-hmm. She'd already been through enough.
Right.
And so, that is her life. It's very short.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But I feel like I wanted to talk about her, mm-hmm. because I feel like so many stories of Indigenous peoples just go
mm-hmm.
completely, like, they're just forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I saw her and I was like, this one.
We need to talk about her.
Yes, yeah. Her.
Incredible. Amazing. Did you come across any research, and feel free to say you didn't find it, but I'm just curious, did you come across any research around, like, why they canonized her, or, like, why she became a saint?
No, I didn't.
Curious. I'd be curious.
Yeah, someone Google it for us.
Yeah, listeners, Google it and then put it in the comments, because I'd be very curious, because
yeah.
the Catholic Church has a very, like, specific way of canonizing people. You have to have performed a miracle, mm-hmm. You have to have died, and there's one other. Performed a miracle during your life, and you have to be dead. There must be more than that. But anyways, those are the two that I can remember now. And so I'd be curious, like, what, like, for example, when we recorded the episode about Santa Lucia, we talked about, like, her eyes were still intact afterwards. Like, it was a miracle
It was a miracle that she, right. her body was still intact.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'd be curious what miracle happened in her life, and then, what, like, prompted... Oh, and I think it has to be someone has to, like... There's something about people have to bring your name forward as a possible saint or something. Mm. So I'm just curious. Yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah. We'll have to learn more about her. This is fabulous.
I wish I could have found more on her, but this was, like, the most coherent information that I could find.
Sure.
Where I could just, like, squish it down into, like, a 20-minute episode.
Right.
But I really liked her... Because she just was like, no, I don't want to get married. Like,
right, right.
All throughout her life, she was, like, pressured into getting married. Mm-hmm. And she just kept saying, like, no, I don't.
It's not for me.
No, not really.
It's not my journey.
Even though I feel like marriage in a lot of different cultures mm-hmm. is very common, and like, you know, everyone mm-hmm. should get married, but mm-hmm. she was like, no, I just don't wanna.
It's not my thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's valid. You mentioned why you brought her up, but how did you come across her name? I hadn't heard her name until you mentioned her in like we were talking about recording different saints.
Really?
How did you first come across her name?
I dug through multiple different like resources online that had lists of canonized saints.
Oh, sure.
That I wanted to go through, and mm-hmm. many of them I was already familiar with, and many of them I already knew and I felt like were popular enough that they didn't need to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her, and then I was like, I've never heard of this woman in my life. I don't know yeah. who she is. And I clicked on it, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing her. Yeah, this one. Like this
good
one.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good saint to talk about.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I hope, like you said in the last episode, that I've said enough to pique people's interest yes. to go look into her and find more out about her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's so much more to her life than yeah. just, you know, talking to missionaries and colonists right. all the time. Yeah. Although I'm sure that was the bulk of it, because 1600s indigenous people's lives were mostly that.
Right. Talking. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Right. Really.
Not a very good
really
thing.
Dominated by colonizers and the relationship with colonizers. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you yeah. like about Miskatari?
I really loved hearing about some of her relationships that helped. You know, obviously marriage relationship was not in her future, but hearing right. about like her parents and her aunt, uncle, and sort of their, because something that I think we forget about sometimes with saints, it's so easy for me at least to see a saint as like a set aside person. Like, they did mm-hmm. such good work. How could I ever amount to be something similar? Or how could, right. you know, how could I aspire to be as...
How will I ever be as good as her?
Right, exactly. How can I do as great a work? Or how can I...
And... Perform a miracle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What'll be my miracle? I don't want to be canonized.
Yeah.
That is not something I'm looking forward to. Or want. That is not something I want.
Want to do.
I guess I'll be dead, though, so maybe it won't matter. But anyways, yeah. that's not what I want for my memory. But that just seems like a lot of pressure.
That is a lot, that's a lot of pressure to be canonized.
Exactly.
Because then anyways. Everyone knows who you are.
Exactly. I really love my anonymity, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But what I love about her story is just hearing about the relationships that really held her throughout these horrific, traumatic times of colonization, of smallpox, of yeah. losing her younger brother, of violence, and then losing her parents. And so, yeah. like, the relationships that held her, I think, remind me that we're all just... someone's daughter. We're all someone's,
yeah,
you know, sibling, or someone's, maybe we're someone's parent, or that we're someone's child, or, you know, that we're, yeah. we are who we are because of our relationships, and that she's, very, very, strong in saying a romantic relationship is not for me, a marriage relationship is not for me.
Right.
But I have these other relationships. I have these relationships with the quote unquote enemy, with the missionaries. I have these right. relationships with my family. And I think that's really just something I'm very curious about now.
Yeah.
I want to learn more about.
And I didn't mention it enough, but I do remember reading that after she joined that French Catholic Church with some of the other girls, that it became like very tight-knit. Like yeah. she grew very close to the people already in that community and yeah. the people she was entering that community with. And that's what I was saying with, like, she was surrounded by a lot of her Catholic friends mm-hmm. when she passed away, was a lot of those people.
Sure.
And so, yeah, that's another thing, too, is, like, something I personally enjoyed about mm-hmm. her, too, mm-hmm. was that she joined the church, and she became close with people who you probably wouldn't be very close mm-hmm. to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, growing up for me, growing up in the church, mm-hmm. There was a lot of, not pressure, but, like, obviously you assume that if you're spending Sunday school classes mm-hmm. and confirmation with people your age. That's who you're going to be friends with. Mm-hmm. But I've actually found myself being a lot closer, like, in terms of, like, friendship and community with mm-hmm. the older people mm-hmm. in the church. Like, mm-hmm. I'm super close with all of the women in the choir mm-hmm. and most of the, like, elder church ladies anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, yeah, you go, girl. Find your friend group.
Yeah, yeah. The importance of finding community.
Yeah,
maybe your most. Yeah, maybe most especially in the midst of violence, death.
Disease. Yes.
Colonization. Like, these are all things, obviously, that you and I couldn't speak to. But
obviously. But
the importance of, no matter how tumultuous your life gets, to be rooted in relationship and rooted in family, either chosen or bio, of saying, right. You're my people, and it matters that we're connected.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful takeaway, I think, from her story. It's just yeah. the
find beauty. Your people.
Find your people, whether you're already related or if you get to choose to be related. And yeah. sort of chosen family, bio family, and everyone in between of just, you're my people, and yeah. that's important. Amazing. Well, thanks, Gil.
You're
was
welcome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Always good to learn about someone that I have never heard about before. This yes. is fabulous.
And it makes me, like, be actively thinking about what I want to be when I see other women like this. Yeah. So, it's good for both of us.
It is. Yes. I think this podcast is helping us learn a lot. It's yes. very good. I hope, listeners, you're learning a lot, too, as yes. we journey together. So, tune in next week. I can't believe it. Next week is already the end of this month's podcast, since we're only doing through the month of March, and actually we'll be airing it into April. But
yeah.
for Women's History Month, we wanted to really focus on some fabulous salty women, and so
exactly.
looking forward to next week's episode.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yippee!
All right, everyone, take care and tune in next week. We'll be here with another salty woman to learn and talk about faith.
Yay. Bye, guys.